It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemer on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemer.
And of course, we want to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. And this is a message about Schoolcraft College, especially for those of you who are not local to us here in Michigan. Because, I mean, even though I'm local in Michigan and I'm planning on taking a French class at Schoolcraft, I seriously looked at taking an online class because I know myself. And I know when it gets cold, I don't want to go out.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out in the winter. And if you're in another state, Schoolcraft has a lot of classes. They offer a lot of them online. Now, if you're local, you could take advantage of some great local classes. They've got amazing chefs. But even if you're not and you want to check out what they offer, check out their online classes. They have quite a few. They've got lots of programs. So whether you're continuing education, whether you're starting out in your education, Schoolcraft has a class for that. You can check them out at schoolcraft.edu/CEPD. And speaking of school, that's our topic for today.
Yeah.
Back to school and or off to college.
Yeah, a lot of people are facing that first time. Well, you have a first time person going to college.
Yes. And I was at a graduation party yesterday for one of his friends. And I realized, because I was talking to a couple parents there, and I realized that he is my youngest. Mm-hmm. So I've done this before.
Right.
And a couple of the people there at this party, though, parents I've known for years who are, it's their oldest child.
Ah.
So there were people coming up to me at the grad party going, "You've been through this before.
Tell me all about it.
What's it like?"
Well, you know, I don't know if you know about this. You probably do. And maybe you could suggest it to your friends. But there is a lot of Facebook pages for parents of fill in the blank. Okay.
Somebody recommended one. Somebody said yesterday, she said, "I've been reading this one and blah, 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 blah."
Yeah.
And that wasn't there when my daughter went off.
Right. So I belong to one of parents of, you know, my son. He goes to Michigan. And so it's University of Michigan parents. And the questions that the new parents have about their kid going to college is like, no offense, I love all of you if you're listening. I do. And I get it. But sometimes I'm like, how did these kids even get into school? We're asking like, you know, what is the size of, you know, the rug they might need, or what window cleaner should they bring, or what, you know, how much toothpaste do they need for a semester? I mean, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
They'll wing it. They have Amazon. They give like Amazon Prime, I think, free to all freshmen.
They do?
Yeah, they do. And well, don't mark my words, but that was going on 2 years ago. Well,
okay, again, my daughter started college 6-7 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even things have changed so much since then, I know.
Oh, yeah. But and I guess it's because you have access and it's easy to ask these questions. And this
yes.
is a forum. And like I said, I love them all. And I read it. It's like a, you know, I can't look away. It's like I keep reading them all. And
I didn't
saying,
do any of that. And but I'm glad.
Right. Well, because they're very good at providing you things that you need. And like most parents I talk to that are like kind of more, I want to say I'm more like on the laid back side of, you know, if they don't have it, they can get it. It's not like they're starting with anything that they're
going to
die.
It's not like they're going
without.
To college in Siberia.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And even if they are leaving the state, there's ways to get, I mean, but I will say about this parents group too, is they are so helpful because a lot of kids are from out of state, right?
Yes.
So we'll get like, oh, my son has the flu. Where should he, you know, where can he go or what can he do? Or he doesn't have a car. And I have done it myself, or other parents have chimed in and said, hey, I live close by. If it's an emergency, I can go get your son or daughter and take them somewhere. Or, but there's services even at the school, like that deliver chicken noodle soup to you. There's like, there's all these different, you know, things to know about that can help and, you know, help your student with whatever they need and navigate them to where they need to be. But they're not going to die. They're going to have a roof over their head. They're going to have food in their stomach. They're going to get the right size rug and their windows are going to be clean.
I feel like these things are not, I feel like these things are not helping the kids.
Right.
And I feel like almost like they're hurting the parents.
Well, they are, because sometimes like a lot and some parents, they get crucified on this thing when they say, hey, guess what? Your kid will figure it out. Let them learn. You know, everyone jumps in a lot and says, we understand that, but this is a very welcoming, you know, group, and we're just trying to be here for each other. But I mean, I get what the parent's saying, like what you just said. Is it helpful to the student? Is it helpful, hurtful to the parent? You know, sometimes you got to let them fly, especially for these first time people sending their kids to college.
You do. And when my daughter, I remember when she went to orientation, like we didn't go, you know, because it was her orientation. Like my parents didn't go to my orientation. So I didn't know parents went.
Yeah.
And then I found out after that, like all these parents, they had all these parent things at orientation. Yeah. And I think I was working. So we found out right before she went that parents went. So I made my husband go to a couple of them because it was close, because she also went to Michigan. So he could just drive over and do it. But when we moved her in, she was on the skating team. So we were moving her in early. So there was an orientation going on for out-of-state people. So I went and sat in on a couple things there. And they were like, oh, are you from out-of-state too? And I'm like, no, I was just busy.
Right,
they
yeah.
looked at me like.
I know. That's the other thing people say. Is it crucial that we go to this orientation? Is it
no.
not? I had a ball with it because what I did is every time we walked out and someone handed me a brochure, I'd say, oh, I'm not the student. It's my son. And my son kept saying, nobody thinks you're the student. And I was like, you know what, Kenny? All right, just let me, I'm just going with it. I'm loving this.
And he loved that.
Yeah. But every time he's like, please stop doing that. Nobody thinks you're the student. I'm like, you don't know. Just let me think they think that, okay?
Well, one of my girlfriends that I, she lives in, where does she live now? Nashville, someplace like that. And she is sending her daughter off to college. And she was just telling me, not the first year, it's her second year. But even though it's her second year, apparently her daughter needs all new stuff.
Right.
Of course. So she was just telling me about this thing Bed Bath & Beyond does.
Yes.
I did see.
Where they load it all up and you pick up the bed.
You go into your store
yes.
and pick it all out. And
yes.
then they take it and ship it to where
bundle
your kids
all over.
In
yep.
school.
Bundle it all up and it's like in a little nice package. Yeah.
That is amazing. Does it fit in your car when you get there? That
yeah.
was my question.
Yeah, most of the time.
See, I would be on the parent thing going, will that
fit
in my
car? Exactly.
What kind of vehicle should I rent?
Right.
A U-Haul?
Yes. exactly.
I remember when we took my daughter too, because she's, you know, a girl and girls need, it's a lot of maintenance to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
It's funny you say that. I was just going to say a boy's a lot different than a girl. Because when my son went, it was like, I think I need sheets.
Okay.
Is that all?
The whole time we were packing up my daughter, and we did have to drive two cars to school.
Okay.
My husband kept saying, I moved into Western with a towel.
Right. You know? Exactly. 100%.
I'm like, I'm sure you had a pillow too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Speaking of that, make sure if you buy your son or daughter new towels, you wash them before they go. Because I sent him with brand new towels, not thinking. And he called me and said, these towels are shedding all over me.
Oh,
all
no.
the stuff was coming off. And so I was like, oh, shoot. You know what? Go wash them all before.
What is the best advice you got? Because I feel like we should be helpful. What is the best advice you got when you sent your son off to college?
It was more like this, because I was very sad. So I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. And every parent would tell me, you know what? This is what you've worked on for the last 17 years. Now it's time to let them do what they do, excel. You've prepared them for this. You know, it's time.
It means you did a good job.
Exactly.
If he's rushing out the door.
You've got to look at the positives.
Well done.
Not what you're like, oh, I'm sad we're not going to be doing this together. I'm sad that our family unit's breaking up. You know,
yeah.
Look, I'm going to cry right now. Stacey, why'd you do that?
Because I feel we should be helpful. We should. And I was telling one of the moms yesterday, I actually wrote an essay about my daughter going off to school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was published in Metro Parent magazine.
Oh, nice.
Because I talked about her whole senior year. And she was my oldest. So her whole senior year, everybody kept coming up to me, you know, it's her last this. It's
yes,
her last
that's what
ice
I'm saying.
Show. It's
yes.
her last, you know, aren't you sad? And I'm like, no, because it's her last thing. You know,
right.
Like I got a younger, I'm in the system for a while. So, but it's her last thing. Like, you know, yes, I've enjoyed hanging out with these people I volunteered with, but it's not like I have to stop being friends with them now or whatever. It just won't involve as much work. So the whole year I'm like, no, I'm not sad. And I feel like I was harder on my daughter than my son because I know how tough it is to be a woman in today's society and try to get ahead. So I was very hard on her, I admit. And I felt like she was totally ready. Yeah. She was totally ready to go to school. She made decisions about going out of state or staying in state and traveling because mm-hmm. she'd had her eyes set on something. She had a goal she'd wanted to reach since she was in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're so mature. You've got this. Yeah. Like, so I sent her, you know, I moved her into the dorm and then I came home and I picked up her cat and I sobbed until he was drenched.
Oh,
like the yeah. poor cat got a bath.
See, I don't know if I would prefer it that way or all the times I cried on all those lasts. You know, like I thought they'd probably have to carry me out, you know, at the last hockey game. And, you know, all the in plus, like we were the house, like a lot of his friends would come over all the yeah. time. So that made me sad.
But didn't you learn that because your son's been what year is he going into now?
A junior.
OK, but they keep coming back. Like you come back in the summer and they come back.
The summer. Yes. But if anyone's under these false pretenses that they're going to come back a lot because they're in state.
Oh, no.
Well, no, because some friends have like a kid that comes home on the weekends.
Okay.
My son acted like he was in Siberia yeah. and could not make it home because he was so far away or he always had something going on. I mean, this kid came up with the best reasons not to come home that you can imagine. Like he was coming home to, a terrible terrible place.
I mean, you lived in a tenement or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like and his dorm room was so much better
so much
than
better.
Your house.
Exactly. So his sister would get really mad about that, saying, like, because he has a good friend, Ethan, that goes to the same school and she's friends with his sister. And she'd always say, Ethan's coming home this weekend. Ethan's able to make it home. Ethan wants to see his family. Wow. Ethan must love his family more than Kenny loves ours. I'm like, okay, Grace, even though I was thinking the same thing, she didn't have to like keep adding the salt to my wounds about him not wanting to come home.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what about like, so high school? Because
I know
going back. So my daughter is going back to she'll be a junior.
OK.
And I will say one thing that's better is I every year because she's gone to Catholic school, it's like you got to get the uniforms. Right. Mm-hmm. And you all of a sudden remember this in August, you know, and you're like and school starts in August and they usually have to get like hemmed or fixed the skirts and everything. And then, you know, nowadays with these school supplies, you think the school has nothing. It's
oh, yeah.
like when they enter. I mean, paper towels. I mean, in eighth, you know, back in her.
And Clorox wipes. I remember buying Clorox wipes.
I was
and my
thinking,
kid would get extra
happening?
Credit.
Oh, really? I know. You need to bring paper towels. I mean, you have to bring all this stuff.
Yeah.
And now I find that now she's going to be a junior. I love when she'll be like, I'm going up to Target to get all my school supplies. I was like, yes. Now, see, that's one thing I don't really miss because it always stressed me out. All the exact, like she would make it sound like you have to have this exact notebook and these exact pens that they would write on there. And then of course I'm at the Target that doesn't have those exact pens. So that means we have to go to another place to find the pens.
Oh.
But then I also will tell you if you're, you know, pretty organized, and nowadays you don't even have to be more than 2 days organized, but going on Amazon, you know, has changed my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, already today, I think I've ordered 3 things off Amazon.
Well, it's and I remember
so
when my
easy.
Son was in elementary school, like towards the end of him in elementary school, at the end of the school year, they would say, if you just want to order this package, pre-order this package
yeah.
of school
oh,
supplies
yeah.
for the next year. I'm like, sign me
we
up
only
for
had that.
That
like one or two times. And
yeah,
then
we only
fell
had
apart
it a couple
it.
Times
yeah.
too. Oh no, I think the school kept doing it. I'm like, well, this is awesome. Except I am an office supply nerd. So I actually enjoyed the shopping.
Okay, good.
For me, it was so exciting. I'm like, wait, I get to go to Office Depot?
Really?
How many times?
See, isn't that funny how people are different?
In fact, my daughter is very similar to me in that way. And she actually, a couple years when she was in high school, parents would pay her to take their children back to school shopping.
Nice.
Because she loved it so much. And these parents were like overwhelmed and didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I got this. And she did. She had these kids. And then she would go back and help the kids get all organized. She had quite the little business going on.
Speaking of little business going on, being organized.
Yes.
Seatsitters.com,
yes.
Right? How did I do that?
Well done.
Nice transition there.
If your kid is going out to a school out of state, you might want to throw this in with your supplies.
Right, because that is a big thing.
Yeah.
When your kids get sick and they're out of state, that's a concern. So if you can help prevent them from getting
mm-hmm.
sick, why wouldn't you? Airplanes are filled with germs, nasty germs. People working the air the airlines don't have time to go in there and clean them all up after every flight.
No, you've seen people get off and then they start going on immediately.
It's like bumping. Yeah.
There's
like
no time.
In and out. There's no time to clean it up. So with SeatSitters.com, you can get their travel kit that comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no nut sticker. For under $20, you can keep your kids healthy as they fly off to school. Keep your family healthy on your next vacation. Nothing is worse than coming back from a great vacation and getting sick. Or I guess what's equally as worse is going on vacation and getting sick, right?
Yeah.
So you can go to SeatSitters.com and order your SeatSitters kit today. Or you can even go to Bed Bath & Beyond in the travel section. BedBathBeyond.com in the travel section.
And I think you can use these like four or five times.
Six times.
Okay.
Six times. You can wash them.
That should get a kid back and forth
yes.
to school quite
Great
a few
point.
Times.
Great point. Yep.
So yeah, get that. Put that in your school supplies.
Yep.
I have a friend who lived here for a while, and then she moved to Long Island about mm-hmm. 4 years ago. And her son and my son were friends. And it's one of those where her son is the oldest. Of course, mine's my youngest. And her son's going off to college, like 6 hours away. And she's very much a homebody, and her kids were too. And I knew that her son going away to college, and they're very close. She and her son are very close. And I knew it was going to just devastate her. So I called her and I said, let me know when you're taking Jack to college. I'm going to come stay with you right after. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, thank you. And then she called me the next day. Dave, her husband, says thank you because he didn't want to deal with her melting down. So if you know, Remy's laughing. No, I wasn't even thinking of Dave when I offered. I'm thinking I might be able to get something out of Dave for this, really.
Right.
Like something good.
Yeah.
No, but so if you know somebody who's sending their first kid off to college, mm-hmm. take them out to lunch the next day.
Yeah.
And just let them talk about it because mm-hmm. it's a huge thing.
It is. It is a shift of everything that you're used to for the last 18 years.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the family dinners, the, you know, just finding out about their day, because again, it depends on who you have as a kid. Not going to say boys are any different than girls in this, but it's not like I got a call from my son every day telling me about his day, or even once a week. I mean, if he called, I was literally like, what's on fire? Who's dying? What's happening? There was never a phone call.
Okay.
Never a phone call.
I'm going to go back to the advice thing, because I was a very hands-on mother. I'm going to say not, maybe just shy of helicopter. Like when my kids started driving, I'm like, you will tell me when you get to where you're going.
Yeah.
Especially since I was working morning radio then and I couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I can't sit there and joke around all morning not knowing you made it safely to school.
Right.
So this is for me. I acknowledge that. But and so I always knew what my kids were doing. You know, I always knew where they were. And when my daughter went away to college, the one thing I did was I forced myself not to call her or text her.
Oh my gosh.
Until she reached out to me first. Because I wanted to let her know that I knew she could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that she didn't need me to check on her. And that I wouldn't be checking on her. Like, she's done this. She got into this school. She is independent. She made it onto the skating team. Like, I didn't want to. I'm like, my time for being that mom is over, and I recognize it. And I didn't say anything to her. I just didn't communicate with her. You know, I moved her in, and then I think it was like 4 days, and I finally got a text from her, and she was like, yeah, is everything okay? I haven't heard from you.
I'm thinking you might be in the minority. That's a lot of willpower and strength.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm going to say again, love the University of Michigan Parents Facebook page. I just want to make that clear. And how we always, you know, this whole podcast is called It's Not Just You. Because when people do post like this, I mean, people post it that they just dropped their child off and they were sobbing in mm-hmm. their car, or, you know, they haven't gotten a phone call yet. I swear to God, there's 162 comments of people that are in the same boat with them. Like, yes, I've called, or I've reached out, or I've texted. And so those have always made me feel better, because, you know, you don't always want to say, like, what we say on this podcast, you know, that, I mean,
I'm the only one who has a child who was not in communication with me.
Yeah, right. Hey, guys, my child doesn't call me and I don't care. Yeah, no one's ready for that. But not that you didn't care, but you were very strong and you had this whole reasoning behind it. Like, I've raised this independent woman and I'm going to let her know that she can fly and be on her own, where, you know, I'm sitting here having all these terrible thoughts. And,
oh, I did too.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know my imagination.
Yeah.
I can take any situation and extrapolate it out to the end of all civilization as we know it in 30 seconds or less.
Yes.
It's a skill.
Yeah. There you go. Not a gift.
It's a talent.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have. So, no, it was horrible until I heard from her.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Yeah. Because I'm like, but I can't. I couldn't do anything. I knew I needed to do it for both of us.
Right.
She needed to know that she's not, you know, that A, that she didn't need mommy and that mommy wasn't going to be shadowing her for the rest of her life. and I needed to know that that she would reach out to me.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure how long it was going to take.
Yeah.
That was my only thing. Every day it was like, is it going to be today? Is it going to be today? Is it going to be today? It was hard.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the hardest things
so
I've done.
So is that like advice you give people to do
that? I would say if you are very, if you're a very hands-on parent like I was,
mm-hmm.
and you want to give your child that freedom, like, I think it made us closer in the long run because she knew she could reach out to me when she needed something.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have to explain everything.
Right.
Because I went away to college, mm-hmm. so I know what happens there.
Right.
And there's actually a lot I didn't want to know.
Right. So, well, that's the thing.
Yeah. So I felt like it made our relationship stronger because she knew that she could reach out to me when she wanted to tell me something. And hopefully, I hope she believed that I wasn't going to be too nosy.
Right.
Because I didn't want to be nosy because I knew there was stuff I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And I still found out some stuff I didn't want to know.
Right.
Anyway, so.
Well, just show up at the their house or their dorm.
Oh, yeah.
Unexpectedly. And you can find out a lot of stuff that you don't want to know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I didn't like really mean to.
Oh.
I mean, but like I thought they all knew we were coming. I mean, it was Parents Weekend and everything. But apparently we were the first parents to show up one day and, oh my God. And no one had woken up yet. So I think they all had planned to get up.
Oh gosh.
The stuff in this house. I had my mother-in-law with me, I was like, look away. Like my husband's like, should we take her out to breakfast? I'm like, well, all these other parents are going to come. We should probably try to like get this cleaned up.
And,
yeah. Looking good. You know?
Wow. Oh, well, another piece of advice. If you're taking your child to a dorm for the freshman year, Lysol. Cans and cans and cans.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter ended up getting sick, and then I remember, like, at the end of winter, she needed something, and I was in Ann Arbor, and I stopped by, and I walked into her dorm, and just walking in the front doors.
You could feel the germs?
It was like walking into a wall of germs.
Oh.
Well, imagine, there's all these young people living mm-hmm. in this one giant building.
Yeah.
No, how does anyone stay healthy?
I don't know.
Like, I would have invested in Lysol and just sent her with a case of it had I known.
But I think, you know, what we also have to take into account is, you know what, back in the day, I don't know about
true.
You, but our parents, well, first of all, yeah, germs everywhere and we didn't do all the stuff that have seat sitters and mm-hmm. Lysol wipes or anything. But also, my parents were not nearly as like involved with this stuff as like even you and I are sounding, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, mine were not at all.
Right. As far as getting, like, I was going to tell you another thing that's stressing me out is my daughter, more often than not, could use, like, some help with her studies, okay?
Ah.
And so I'm already stressing out, like, do I get her a tutor right away? But, like, when I was a kid, there was no talk of a tutor.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you know, and we all survived. So I think the other piece of advice is just to know everyone's going to turn out fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to work out
that
great.
That is good.
There's always a person that can help. There's always a person that knows the answer. You are saying let them fly, mm-hmm. give them their space. I'm also saying look out, look for some resources like a Facebook page or whatever because they're all out there. Because if you have the question, believe it or not, someone else had the question before. Someone else is going to have it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, like, it says it takes a village to raise a child, right? I really believe that.
I think it takes a village to let your children go to college.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to find the friends who will take you to lunch and let you talk.
So that's another piece of advice. Yes. If you know a friend that's going through this, take them to lunch.
Yes.
Let them know, because it is a big deal.
It is.
It's like a little piece of your heart has just left, and you've got to like come to know the new way of life without that extra person in the house, right?
Your new normal.
Your new normal, exactly.
But we all survive it.
We all survive.
And if you, they should be running off. They should be running off. If you did a good job.
Yes.
Look at the great job
you did. Well, look at the alternative. I mean, you could have someone that doesn't have any motivation, just wants to live at home, not do much, and, you know, live in a basement all day. I mean, that happens too. And then where are you at?
Exactly.
So
you're still supporting that person.
Exactly.
And maybe that's what you want.
I was going to say,
we're not judging.
I wanted that. I was like, but not really. I mean, the big scheme of life, it's not going to work out in the long run. But
whatever works for you.
Yes.
But just know it does work.
It does work.
And you're not alone.
No.
It's not just you.
No.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Okay, well, hopefully we've helped someone.
Hey, can you post that thing you wrote on our website?
I'm going to try and find that.
Okay, perfect. I think that'd be good.
I think I should. And join us next week. Thanks for joining us today. And again, if you have any comments or anything, find us on social media. We would love to hear from you. And see you next week.